Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Volume.
Boxing with Chris Mannix is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There is no better place to make every moment more than with FanDuel. It's got great odds and markets for the NBA, NHL, college basketball, and so much more. It has got awesome new and existing user promotions. It is unquestionably America's number one sportsbook. It's easy to use. It's safe and secure. You get your winnings fast. Now winnings are delivered in as quick as 2 hours. Fast turnaround. It's fun to combine multiple bets from the same game into a same game parlay. Discover the most popular SGPs each day right when you log in. If you are new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started right now. Sign up with promo code BOXING so they know that I sent you. Promo code BOXING so they know Chris Mannix sent you their way.
This is Boxing with Chris Mannix.
Oh, somebody punch him in the face.
Anthony Joshua is a composed and ferocious finisher. Watch this.
Andy Ruiz is the heavyweight champion.
Hosted by SI's Chris Mannix.
That was my moment.
Now with interviews, analysis, and everything going on in the world of boxing.
When you have talent, you are given another chance.
Here's Chris Mannix.
All right, so I can't not talk about this, Sergio. Sergio Mora is here, junior middleweight champion, DAZN broadcaster. This is not going to be a typical boxing podcast. If you want our opinions on the Devin Haney, George Kambosos stuff, if you want to talk about Tim Tszyu or Josh Warrington, come back on Friday. This is not going to be that type of podcast. We are dedicating this podcast to what the fuck happened with Will Smith and Chris Rock at the Oscars. I'd start a podcast, Sergio, with like, in case you missed it, but nobody in the world missed what happened between Will Smith and Chris Rock. But to recap, Chris Rock was up there as a host of the Oscars. He made a joke about the hair of Will Smith's wife, Jada Pinkett Smith. Will Smith seemed to laugh at it. And then seconds later, he walked purposefully up onto the stage and open hand smacked Chris Rock. So we're going to use the fact that there was a punch thrown to for a reason to talk about this on the boxing podcast. Sergio, just right up at the top, your thoughts on the slap scene around the world.
Well, the bad boy came out of Will Smith. That's what I saw. And, you know, the Philly came out of Will Smith. And it was something that I thought it was fake at first. And then it went crazy on Twitter. Then it went crazy everywhere. I started seeing it. I slowed it down. You know, I got it in slow motion. It really was a slap. And even the technique was there. Everything was there. But I was wondering why would a man slap a man? You know, that's when you know you really pissed someone off. No, I'm serious. You know, look, when you're upset at somebody, man to man, you want to punch him. That's the first instinct that comes out of a man. That's a caveman in you. You want to punch him, but a slap. You really want to disrespect someone in the slap. Just like Charlie Murphy. You remember the true Hollywood stories of Dave Chappelle back in the Paris days with Dave Chappelle was talking about Rick James. You don't just slap a person, you know, like back in the day. They would have a gunfight after that. Someone have to go, man. You don't slap somebody. So it's actually worse getting slapped than getting punched straight in the face. And I think Will Smith got caught up in a moment where, you know, he knew a punch was going to be too much and a slap was just right. But either it was just wrong.
I have so many thoughts on what happened on Sunday. Like, for starters, like, the joke that Chris Rock told was the most harmless joke you could possibly make. Now, I know in hindsight that it's been revealed that Jada Pinkett Smith has alopecia, which is a hair loss disease. There's no way that Chris Rock knew that. There's no way on earth that Chris Rock was aware, because I don't think he tells that joke if he know she has alopecia. I think he thought she shaved her head because it looked good, like a lot of women do nowadays. I'm watching this, Sergio. And by the way, I didn't watch it live because the Oscars are terrible. Like, they are a 3.5-hour waste of time. Like, I haven't watched it in years. I'll probably never watch it again. So I get up on Monday morning, and I'm just scrolling through Twitter. And Twitter is an awful place, but it's great for something like this.
Oh, it's funny.
Because
it's hilarious.
You get every – not only do you get every take on it, which there were so many, but you get every angle of this slap. You also get, like, the Australian version and the Japanese version, which weren't bleeped out. So you got the full Will Smith when he's yelling twice, "Keep my wife's name out of your fucking mouth." It's unbelievable. So, like, that joke, Sergio, like, I understand, like, there are things you don't say to a man's wife, but that joke wasn't one of them. And what's crazy is Will Smith, you can see him on camera laughing at the joke. And then, like, between 5 or 6 seconds later, it cuts to him walking onto stage. I need to see video. It's like the Zapruder film. I need to see video of Will Smith between that time. Like, the 5 or 6 seconds, did he look at Jada? And did Jada kind of point him up there?
Something happened
in those seconds.
No, that's exactly what happened, because he actually smiled and he laughed at that joke because, like you said, it was harmless. But then he looked over and saw how his wife, Jada Pinkett, took it. She didn't laugh. She threw the face, and he knows her better than anyone. He knew that she was so bothered by it that he just overreacted, and he overreacted on the big stage. And the way he did it was just fucking, it was just
dead wrong.
He didn't
overreact on the big stage. Sergio, on the biggest stage humanly possible. That man knew going in that he was the front runner to win Best Actor. That award was being given out, like, next, like, within the next half an hour. He knows the number of eyeballs that are going to be on him. And in a moment, his life completely transformed. Like, he's never going to be able to live this down, like, ever. This is going to be attached to him for the rest of his life.
Yeah, and you know what? It was on the biggest stage, and I think it was Denzel Washington that said that the devil gets you when you're at your highest, something like that.
I don't even know what that means.
Well, that's because you don't commit sin. But yeah, whenever you're at your
plenty of sin.
Whenever you're at your best as a man, as a human being, that's when the devil comes out after you. That's when the vices come after you. So that's what he meant. That's what he meant with that. But I just, you know what really got to me, Chris, I'll be honest with you. I'm fine with the slap. You know what really got me? When he won the Oscar, how he just self-indulged himself talking about...
That speech was insane. That was an insane
speech.
That's
what I'm saying. I'm trying to find the word. It was kind of like verbally self-masturbating when he was giving that speech, because it was so, like, self-indulgent. It was just... He didn't even apologize. He didn't even apologize to Chris Rock for slapping the man. He just basically said, he said everything but what he should have said. And it was just basically all about him. It was overindulging. It was just kind of like, yeah, it was bad, man. It was just a bad look for a great actor that's done so much on the biggest stage, winning an Oscar. It's just insane, man.
He's never going to live that down. Let's connect it to boxing here. The slap.
Wait a minute. Do you know a boxer that slaps? What's a boxer that actually backhand slaps?
You kind of pitter patter your way to wins.
I pitter pat, but I don't slap. I mean,
have you ever slapped before?
Yeah, of course.
By a man or a woman?
Both. I mean, by a man, I got slapped by Todd Grisham one time. He was trying to show me how wrestlers slap break and make it seem louder.
I think I saw that. I think I was there.
Yeah, so he slapped me, and then the second one by a woman, my wife. The first week we were married, I got home at 12 a.m. and she slapped the shit out of me. Is this how it's gonna be? Yes, used to it.
Yes, it is. Welcome to the rest of your life.
And I'll be honest with you, I've been hit 20 years of my life. I've been punched in the face. A slap, when it's well placed with all five fingers hit across your face, the sting lasts so long that hurts more than a punch. I'll be honest with you.
All right, but what did you think of the form there? Because Will Smith, like, remember, Will
great
Smith
technique.
Is not, hold that. Well, hold on. Will Smith is not a boxer, but he played Muhammad Ali. So he knows how to set himself and land a shot. He walked up to Chris Rock. He paused in front of him, and then he swung. Open-handed swung. It was, to me, Sergio, for a slap, flawless technique.
Yes, it was. And he followed through. He didn't fall off balance. He kind of squared up a little bit, but he had to square up because it wasn't a punch. But yeah, and he followed through. And when they showed it in slow motion, he followed through. It was like a great golf swing, but it was a slap. And he twisted his hip and his torso together, and he pivoted his foot. And man, it was just, yeah, perfect technique. And you could tell that he trained. He trained as a boxer for Ali, so now he trained for a slap.
So I was looking this up. Will Smith is like 6'2", about 200 pounds. Chris Rock is 5'10", about 170. If Will Smith had thrown like a punch that he had trained for from Ali, that would have been bad for Chris Rock. Like Chris Rock would have been down and maybe out because Will Smith at least knows how to punch.
Yes, because he must have he spent – you know, months, 6 months, 8 months, you know, preparing for the greatest role of his life. So, yeah, he knows how to punch, of course. All it takes is a couple of weeks for you to learn how to punch. He did it in a couple of months to portray the greatest boxer in the world. Of course he knows how to punch. And poor Chris Rock, comedians can't fight. That's why they learn how to tell jokes and make people laugh, to not get beat up. Poor guy gets slapped in the face. Have you ever seen Chris Rock in person? He's fragile. I mean, I've seen him.
I have.
I've seen him. Yeah, me too. He's a skinny little, you know, fragile thing, you know, and every time I see Chris Rock, I always think about him in that movie with Wesley Snipes, where he plays a crackhead, so he's even more fragile. Just not right, man. Not right. New Jack City.
New Jack, great movie. I do think, to Chris Rock's credit, he took the shot pretty clean. He kind of rolled with it, Sergio. He kind of rolled with the slap. Like, it's almost like he saw it coming at the last second and rolled with it. It was
Canelo-esque. You know what really impressed me? How he proverbial rolled with it. Is that the word, proverbial?
Probably not. You
know what I mean. Basically, how the show went on, he looked side like, is this really happening? And then he still introduced the best documentary. That's rolling with the punches. That's being a true Hollywood star. And that's basically like, wow. Anyone else would have walked off the stage, or he would have called security, or he would have been anything else, but not with him, because he was a true showman. He was a true host. And he basically just said, holy shit, that was the greatest moment in TV history. I just got slapped by Will Smith, and he went on.
He did. I give him credit
for
that.
If you ever even get close to slapping me, I'll beat the shit out of you on live camera on live TV. I'll tell you right now.
Sergio, I have no interest in slapping you. I leave that to your wife to do the slapping of you, because you're not going to hit back on that one. I agree with you. Like, Chris Rock, like, in that moment, I can't imagine what was going through Chris Rock's head. Like, I just got smacked by Will Smith. There are tens of millions of people watching, and he has to know this is going to be the biggest story in America come tomorrow morning. And he kind of rolled with it. Now, I did think he missed an opportunity to deliver one good line. He had some time to kind of regroup when Will Smith was, like, melting down in the front row, screaming.
I think you heard it. I think you heard the line. The line was, holy shit, I just got slapped by Will
Smith.
Yeah,
but like, so, for example, like, if he had said, like, after Will Smith went nuts, if he had said something like, you're going to have to go live with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air now, or something like that, something from...
that's cheesy. No, I mean...
That's funny!
No, it's not funny. You know what would have been funny? If he literally would have laid into Jada Pinkett then. If he would have said, okay, I'll tell you the joke I really wanted to say.
You're going to go after, the woman? No, you got to go after the guy. You got to be you got to come up with some dig at him. I mean, Will Smith, like, he looked just crazy, man. Like, he looked completely crazy in that moment. Like,
just because you go after her, that's where you're hitting him where it hurts. Didn't she sleep with some, like, loser?
Really, no, wait, after wait, her? Wait.
Didn't she sleep with some, like, young kid rapper, loser, or whatever it was? I don't know.
Yeah, that's some marital issues.
I would have hit him where it hurts. I would have said something about that. That's what I would have done. I mean, maybe.
Then, like, you know, you are – but, Sergio, you already know that Will Smith is crazy enough to walk on stage and slap you.
I would have said, Will – you come slap me for a ball joke, but your wife did this and that, and what, you do the red table? I would have said something like that and made it funny.
He's gonna charge. Yeah, but that's gonna lead to, like, Will Smith charging the stage and potentially something really violent happening. Like, I don't, that's not a good idea. That's a bad idea.
That would have been great TV.
Like, it would have made for, it would have been like a Jerry Springer moment at the Oscars, but it wouldn't have been good.
That would have been great television right there. That's what I'm talking about.
It already was great television. That was insane. That was the most insane moment. That was the most insane moment on live TV. I've never seen a crazier thing happen on live TV. It made me wish I'd stayed up to watch the end of the dreadful 3 hour and 45 minute Oscars. Like, that's how much I wish I could.
And audience, the ratings went up through the roof, and the Oscars has been struggling for like years. They went like 15 million.
Yeah, they're dumb.
Over that.
They're dumb. Nobody cares. Like, this, a 3 hour and 45 minute show, who gives a damn? Like, these are just terrible. These are so self-indulgent. And like, look at me, like, just hand out the top awards, best picture, best Oscar, best actor, best actress, a couple more maybe and be done with it. Have it over in an hour. 1 hour, the Oscars. Anything more is just you patting yourself on the back and telling you how great you are.
Hey, I feel the same way about baseball. Too long.
Okay, I don't. Great, let's solve that later. Let's say Chris Rock and Will Smith fought. Like, who would you hire to train each one of them? Start with Will Smith. Who should train Will Smith to fight Chris Rock?
Will Smith is a type of fighter where he needs a cerebral coach that really talks to him, talks through it, not really a physical coach. I could see him with Virgil Hunter. I think Chris, I like Virgil Hunter, who trained Andre Ward. Andre Ward, he didn't need to yell at him, and he didn't need to really berate him or scold him in front of people or really get too physical. I think Will Smith, he needs that type of a trainer, someone that's just more mental than physical, because he's naturally athletic. He trained for Ali. So, yeah, Virgil Hunter.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of wish Angelo Dundee was still alive so you could just bring him back and have him as the coach of Ali, coach Will Smith. I thought with Will Smith, maybe a more offensive-oriented coach, like a Freddie Roach. You know, Will Smith is like the stalker, the bigger man in the ring. I want some guy out there who's telling you to throw bombs, who's telling you to use and assert your size in the ring. Like, Freddie Roach, to me, would be a good coach for Will Smith.
For Will Smith, yeah, I mean, maybe, but I don't think Will Smith could be too offensive like that. No, no, no. We're getting to A's and B's and crossing them P's and Q's now. I just think he needs to be, you know, popping the jab and, you know, being more of a counterpuncher. That's what Will Smith is.
You think he's a counterpuncher? Whatever. Let's move on to Chris Rock. So if Chris Rock were to fight Will Smith, who would you like in that his corner?
Chris Rock needs a Mexican coach. I don't care. Pick one. He needs a Mexican coach, and he needs to train in East L.A. somewhere with a bunch of Mexicans that speak Spanish to him. Pick one. Go to East L.A. and train with anyone. Pick anyone out of anyone. So, yeah, any
Give
Mexican
me
coach.
Give me one.
Dean Campos.
You want to train with Dean?
Dean Campos, my former trainer. Train with him. He'll get a kick out of him. And he'll give him some good comedic material at the same time.
I think Chris Rock needs like a master strategist to beat Will Smith. I'm gonna go with Ben Davison. Put Ben Davison in the corner of Chris Rock. Ben will figure out some kind of weakness in Will and tell Chris to exploit it over and over. He still might get knocked out and he still might lose, but I think Ben Davison's proven the last couple of years with, you know, Devin Haney and Lee Wood and all the other fighters, Josh Taylor, who he's worked with, that he is an excellent strategist. And you need to concoct something really good to beat Will Smith if you're skinny Chris Rock.
Well, shit. I mean, if you're being serious, then yeah, Ben Davison and, you know, Robert Garcia. I thought you were just playing here, Chris. But if Chris Rock's going to train with anybody, give him an American coach. The English accent, you know, he's going to turn a joke out of that. He's going to end up making a joke out of everything. So, yeah, give him an English trainer.
Oh, I don't know what else to say about that moment. I mean, I have been thinking about that for the entirety of Monday. Like, ever since I saw that clip, I have just been looking for more content about that slap. I saw Will Smith apologize, which was inevitable. Like, you know, and he kind of had one of those apologies where he's like, when it comes to my wife's medical condition, but this goes back, Sergio, to like, there's just no way Chris Rock knew she had alopecia. Like, he saw a buzz cut or he saw a short haircut.
Of course he knew. She said it live somewhere. I don't know what it was called.
Hold on, Sergio. Stop. Before this morning, did you know that Jada Pinkett Smith had alopecia?
I didn't know she had alopecia, but I know that you take propecia.
Well, correct. Yes.
Because I go into your room and I see your little pills.
All right, stop going into my room, for starters. But the point is, Sergio, nobody knew. Like, Jada Pinkett Smith, I'm sure, has said she has alopecia, but I didn't know. You didn't know. And it's a pretty good chance Chris Rock didn't know. Like, Jada Pinkett Smith rolls into the Oscars with a short haircut. We've seen that before. Maybe she was doing it for a part. How would Chris Rock know? Like, these are... I can't fathom Chris Rock making that joke if he knows Jada has a serious condition.
This goes way back. I think I saw a clip on Twitter where Chris Rock was doing
it. Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah, they had beef from before, so this goes way back. It wasn't just
but this
that
is like
joke.
This.
That was
this
the final
was the
straw is what it was.
Well,
man.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this was the straw that broke the camel's back. A joke from Chris Rock at the Oscars. All the heat and all the crap that Will Smith has taken with his wife over the cheating stuff, and now from this with the hair. Like, this was the moment he chose the meltdown against that guy? Like, come on. It's comedy. Like, it's...
I'll tell you what, man.
He's clearly sensitive about it, but it's comedy.
I'll tell you what. Ricky Gervais better watch out, because that man, he's a genius with his words.
But
he's brutal. Ruthless and brutal. So, yeah, he better watch out in the next Oscars or the next time he presents. Because that man right there, I'll go up and kick the shit out of him.
Let me ask you this. Last thing. If, like, The Rock makes that joke, does Will Smith go up on the stage?
Of course not. Come on. If The Rock makes that joke, Will Smith laughs, and then he looks at Jada getting hurt.
He did laugh. This is the problem. He did laugh at the joke.
Yeah, but then he'll look at his wife, and then she gets hurt, and he'll probably just, come on, hon, that's The Rock. You should have smelled what was coming. You should have smelled what was cooking. Come on, man.
I'll be like, I'll go talk to him later. I'll go check out.
Yeah, you ain't messing with Dwayne Johnson.
He doesn't live this down, man. Like, this is the first line of his Wikipedia page, like, forever. Like, this is it.
You know, he had such a great career from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air to Independence Day to the Bad Boys franchise. Come on, man. That guy's an A-lister. He went from A-list to, like, minus.
He's one of those, like, he's unique, and I hate to use that word, but, like, you don't see guys that have music careers, TV careers, and movie careers all at the highest of levels. Like, Will Smith has done that at the highest of levels. But this is like, and you know, Sergio, there's going to be some kind of, like, apology tour. He's already apologized to social media. He'll do, like, an interview with Oprah or something like that, where they talk about the issues he and Jada have had and what the illness or the disease has done. He'll garner some sympathy there. I get that. And
he's going to get sympathy. I was about to say that. I go, and he's going to get it. And he's going to get it. We're living in sympathetic times, man, where so many people are suffering with anxiety, with stress, with mental illnesses. And so we can't say shit anymore. And I believe you can best believe that with the stress that he's had at home and everything that's been going on in his personal life and everything that he's going to air out dirty laundry, he's going to get it. And you know what?
There are people on social media that are, like, defending him. That are like, oh, no, you mess with a man's wife, that's what you get. No, you don't get to walk up onto stage and slap a comedian. You don't get to do that. Like, that's not the real world.
Listen, if it's a funny joke about my wife, I'll laugh my ass off. I'm telling you right now.
I'd like to point out, for people not watching this on view, Sergio is looking around to make sure his wife is not in the room.
Hey, man, look, funny is funny. And if you're going to start being politically correct over jokes and over stuff that naturally is healing, laughter is healing, man. I mean, yeah, sometimes it sticks and stones break your bones, but words should never hurt you, man. This is comedy.
What do you do if you're Chris Rock now? Like, Will Smith apologized. Like, what should Chris Rock do?
Well, he's going to have a lot of new material. I think he should double down.
He will, yes. He sold out. Like, so I read somewhere that, like, his tickets for the upcoming shows, on, like, a one-week tour somewhere, including coming through Boston.
Yep.
Like, they've sold, like,
yep,
wildfire. Like,
double down on what you said and just make a show, an act out of that and how that made you feel. I mean, that guy's just a genius. That's like our modern day Richard Pryor, you know, Chris Rock. Yeah. So I'm sure he's gonna do what Richard Pryor used to do, take his personal problems and personal demons and issues that he's had and turn it into gold.
He's done that before. Like when he got the first time I saw him live, he was at the Comedy Cellar in New York, and it was right after he got divorced, and he was trying out like divorce jokes on the crowd there.
Oh yeah, no, they're, works. So they're brilliant.
He does all that. I'm just saying, Sergio, I don't know if I like accept the apology and move on. Like Will Smith went up on stage and slapped you at the Oscars. Like I don't know that I would just kind of like I understand. I apologize. Like I don't want to. Don't make nice. Like don't. Don't do that.
So what? Just hold a grudge and have that eat you up inside, and
it's not gonna eat him up inside. Like it's not like not nothing.
Let it go.
That bad, gonna eat you up.
Let
inside.
It go.
You think it's gonna eat
let it
up?
Go. Or back. The only way. I'm not gonna press charges. I'm not gonna go for your money. I don't want your manhood. You know how those guys slap each other in those like arm wrestling slapping competitions? They should go on one of those. They should go on YouTube and they should donate all the money to charity. And Chris Rock should get that slap back. And he should go to a camp with a professional slapper before that. You know those big guys that slap the shit out of each other? You know what I'm talking about, right? They're like an arm wrestling match. Chris Rock should go get trained with a professional slapper and then slap the shit out of Big Will on YouTube. That's a forgiveness tour right there.
Sergio Mora, junior middleweight champion, DAZN broadcaster, professional slapper. Thanks for joining me.
I want my money.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.